Bible talk, there are no holdbacks.
Are you not in Nigeria?
No, I'm sorry, you have not been listening to me. You call to argue with me. I like argument, so welcome. I hit you hard with soft conversations, and yes, I expect you to hit back. After all, it's table talk. So wait a minute.
You
need to listen to me. You need to listen to me when you talk. After you talk, you then listen to me. It's a conversation. Can we do that? I am Wemimo Adewuni. Join me every Monday from 9 to 10 a.m. on Table Talk.
This is Table Talk with Wemimo Adewuni.
Fantastic morning to you, 99.3 Nigeria Info. Welcome to Table Talk. It's Monday morning, and yes, I'm back. I hope you had a fantastic weekend. Quite a conversation on the morning crossfire with Sheriff. I was listening, Omo, and it was really just amazing. Thank you for always listening to 99.3 Nigeria Info. We have another fabulous hour of conversation coming on your radio. You want to invite as many people as possible to join you listening in. This is Table Talk, and you see, this year I paid quite a lot of attention to women. That's because I believe that we hear a lot of male names when we talk about important issues. And I want to find the women doing these things also and tell you that it's also possible and you can do it. In June, we started a Women in Democracy series, and we brought you quite a number of women who played important roles in Nigeria's democracy and who are still playing those roles. July has begun, and we're starting a Women in Leadership and Business series. So I'm going to be bringing to you women making amazing moves in the business space. Mm-hmm. And women also making amazing moves as leaders. So I hope that this encourages you as a woman and as a man who loves the women. Oh, you might not love them, doesn't matter. But once you listen, I hope to be able to encourage you to pursue your dreams and also do the best that you can in your various fields. Welcome to the show. I've brought you a young woman today who's making some moves. She's a leader, and she's going to be telling us about what she does, and I expect you to take one or two things from her. We're live on Facebook and YouTube, Nigeria Info 99.3, so join us there and watch the conversation. You can also leave me your thoughts over there. You know, the show is in two segments. We've got the appetizer. That's just my gist from the weekend. And then we've got the main dish. So if you're ready, I am. Let's start with the appetizer.
Here's the appetizer on Table Talk.
For the appetizer, well, the weekend was quite an eventful one. The Yoruba Nation rally, which the police in Lagos had warned against, held. And I was really intrigued to see Awon Iya coming out. Like someone said, I saw them coming out with their white wrappers, white scarves, their shower thing, you know. That was the first time I saw traditional worshippers come out in their regalia for a protest or for a rally or for whatever. But they came out. Unfortunately, a 25-year-old Jumoke Oyeleke died. Papers are reporting that the mother insists that the police killed her daughter. She was working at a sales girl. Unfortunately, was hit by a stray bullet in Lagos. Really unfortunate. But the police tell us they're investigating the death. And as we hear, they went away with the body. I don't know if it's been released yet, but it's quite unfortunate that that happened. There's more conversation around the rally that's held, despite the police saying, no, you can't hold it, with people telling you, well, the police can't tell you not to hold a rally because it's legal. It is very legal to hold a rally. Well, that's my gist from the weekend. I hope you're following up on that story also. Now, let's move on to the main dish.
Now, to the main dish. On Table Talk. Table Talk.
All right. Welcome to the full conversation on the morning on Table Talk. Welcome to the show again. My name is Wemimo Adewuni, and I've got my guest in the studio this morning. She's Chika Ibobo. She's my guest, looking all fabulous this morning. Welcome to the show. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you.
Let's do that again. Okay.
Good morning. Thank you.
Good to have you here. Chika Ibobo is a lot of things, and she's going to tell us what her journey has been like. She is, let me start with the JCI. If you know JCI, that's Junior Chamber International. It's a worldwide organization of young active citizens under the age of 40. They are career professionals, entrepreneurs, public-spirited individuals, and all in that group. She presently is the president of Festac's local organization of the JCI. And she led the local organization to win the best local individual development program at the recently held JCI Africa and Middle East Conference in Jordan. She has more than 5 years' experience in the real estate sector. With hands-on capacity on all levels of real estate investment. So she'll tell us about her journey. She's currently an investment manager at Fox Capital Limited and also a partner at Country Hill. That's Nigeria's foremost real estate company. Hey, bragging. Chika, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Wemimo.
You're welcome. Good to have you here. Now, let's get started. As a young lady in Nigeria, how do you feel having all of these profile? How does it make you feel? Tell me. You can brag. It's okay.
Okay. It makes me feel like I can do more.
Right.
Makes me feel the sky is the starting point. Mm-hmm. And to everybody who has supported the journey thus far, I want to say thank you. The opportunities are limitless. So I feel like you can do more.
Yeah, the sky is just a place to start. Yeah. You're the president of Festac's local organization. That's the JCI chambers there. There was an election, I presume.
Yes.
How many females were up for election?
Just me.
How many guys?
Nobody. Unopposed.
Unopposed. You must be really fabulous for everyone to say, oh, let her do it.
I think so.
Yeah. So tell me about your journey as a teenager and your dreams as a young lady. Do you think you're fulfilling those dreams? Tell me about those.
Okay. My dream as a young lady has always been to inspire other young lady. So I'm passionate about the girl child because I feel that so much attention is on the male. You can do this, you can do that. And then what happens to the female? They tell us we just want to be housewives. You just want, you're relegated at the back. But I think it's time for us to take the forefront. So growing up and being the first child and first daughter, there is, permit me, the Igbo tradition, there's a looking up to that.
Yeah, okay, you're the other.
I'm the other. So you can't afford to mess up because there was a king. But I just love to have people around. Let's talk. Let's inspire each other. You are in my corner as a lady. I'm celebrating you because if you can do it, it means I can do it too.
Right.
So that's just been the journey for
me. As a teenager, as a younger lady, what did you aspire to become? What were your dreams, as big or dramatic or vague as they might have appeared?
Two things, an actress and an air hostess. I love to travel. So I actually emphasize that feeling of just being in the air, you know, talking
all
to people
time.
And all of those things. And I enjoy drama. I just love to play. But my mom just said, hell no. Okay. It is what it is.
So you shoved the drama part?
Yeah, I did.
What happened to the air hostess part?
Somewhere along the line.
It dropped off. Or do you think you're still going back to that?
Not really. Another aspect of tourism, but not necessarily the hair hostess.
Great. That's what happens, that dreams can evolve.
Yeah.
Right? And if it evolves, it doesn't mean that you're a failure. It just means that you've picked on a new dream. And you can dream as many dreams as you want in one lifetime.
Of course.
Who says it must be one dream? Now, you're into real estate. When you started this 5 years ago.
Over 5 years ago.
Tell me about that. Who introduced you to real estate? How did you start?
Okay, I enjoy having my own money as a young lady.
Who doesn't?
I mean, as a young lady, you can say, okay, this is what it is. I want to buy this. I want to buy that without anybody having to say, oh, no, you can't.
Yeah.
And the real estate sector is a very big one, such that if you're consistent, focused, and determined, you can actually make a lot of money, even if you're not working in there full time. Just by, oh, I know Wemimo, you pick up your phone, oh, Chika, somebody wants to buy something, and you're like, oh, okay. And by virtue of that, I just say, oh, Wemimo, the deal clicked. This is your own 1 million, 2 million.
Yeah.
Like, oh, okay.
I love the sound.
You know,
that.
So like that, just freestyle. And my current partner just said, oh, Chika, you're good at this. You can pursue it. And I've been pursuing it, and I've never looked back, because it's been challenging, because it puts you on your toe. You have to think almost very fast. So you go to somebody and the person says, oh, this land is selling for 10 million naira. No, I don't have a 10 million naira. I want to do it 8.5 or 8 million naira. At that spot, you should be able to strike a deal and be like, okay, this is what is going to happen. Let's do it this way. Let's do it this way. We cut off this, we cut off that, and you're good.
Yeah. Wow. I absolutely love it. Now, you know, for a lot of young ladies, and because I've been doing this women series for over a month now, I get a lot of feedback from women who still think that, well, the people you bring, they must have had some privilege growing up, you know, which is why what makes it easy for them to pursue this. They are nothing like me, you know, they're high up there. Are you high up there? Did you grow up with privilege?
I was born, brought up, bred Oshodi, Mafoluko.
Come on.
So there was no silver anywhere. It was plastic spoon.
No silver.
Plastic spoon. But then focus, determination, knowing that your background does not determine your future.
Absolutely.
You have to look back and be like, oh, I've been able to do this for myself. Mm-hmm. Because honestly, even some people that are privileged, sometimes you get to lose it. But some of us that permit me at a pata di day, you'll be like, no, you don't want to go back to where you're coming from. You just keep going, look forward, keep going, and just...
But what was that? What was that point? I mean, I'm thinking about Oshodi. Mafoluko is in my head right now, and I'm looking at young girls and boys growing up in that environment. What was that thing that, you know, pushed you? There must have been a point where you had this change. I mean, you're pursuing something that you did not see. You know, they say that you can only be something if you see it, you know, but you didn't see it in your environment. So where did you get that inspiration from? Was it school? What exactly was it?
Okay, I'll say it was my dad. Because at that point, I was the only girl and I had two younger brothers. So he went all out that you are a girl, I don't believe that you can't be anything you want to be.
Yeah.
Was that training? I mean, I went to one of the best secondary schools in Lagos, Commandi Secondary School. I mean, for your parents to afford Command at that point, it means that there was some kind of change somewhere. But there was no change anyway. But he just made sure that I want to give you the best. And him giving me the best, going all out, I had to reciprocate that gesture, like, okay, I can't afford to fail you. I must come out excellent. Irrespective of whatever was going on in my environment, my major focus was my father, my mother, and my siblings.
Again, you see, I'm trying to walk with you on this journey. And again, I see, you know, possibilities that there are young ladies and young men who are listening, who possibly grew up in the mushi, who had their parents invest in them as much as they could, you know, make sure they go to school. Some even make a lot of effort to get them extra lesson teachers, just to make sure they aspire, you know, to be bigger. But they still don't. They still don't hit it. They still don't get it. You know, do you think it's natural for you to have this great mindset? Was it natural to you? Did any point, did education have any role to play in this, going to a higher institution?
Education had a role, but much more than education. They say that it has to come from within you. It has to be about you first.
Because I'm looking at this amazing stuff you did, you know.
What exactly do you want? What do you want? 5 years down the line, 10 years down the line, would you see your mate and say, oh, I want to stand on this platform with my mates? Would you want to see them and quiver or shy away or
hide?
No. Honestly, my background could be a lot of things, because a lot of people I grew up with just went, but I think the fear of my father's cane. Because the man had cane, he had wire, he had koboko. So, choose your shot. And if my father was going to beat me, he was not going to beat me like a girl. He was going to beat me like he was beating a guy.
Why?
I don't know. So, that fear
Why? Sounds like a torture house. Why do you need a cane and a wire?
No, you pick one.
Oh, you would pick?
Depending on the
gravity of your offense.
Plus, I went to a military school. So, you have to come correct. You wouldn't want your parents to come and report you in school that, oh, first and foremost, they'll put you in the guard room. I know what that means. And they will now bring you in front of the General Assembly to come and flog you. You won't be able to walk, I promise you. There was one of the soldiers, God rest his soul. If he flogs you, I bet you can't sit for the next 24, 48 hours.
You know, I personally can't wrap my head around that because it sounds like too much torture for me.
So you just have to
come correct, come like correct. You said. Sounds really good. Before I head out on a break and open the phone lines, I see messages are coming in. I'll read all of them. Just give me a while. You know, I'm walking through this journey with you again. Okay. So I see that you went to Obafemi Awolowo University. Loud it.
Great
effect. This is not around. Oh my God. It feels pained every time I mention Obafemi. You see, we come correct. You see what I'm talking about?
There's only one great effect in the universe.
I promise you, I didn't know this. So it wasn't a setup. I promise you. It wasn't like I want to shine. Sit down. Sit down, mister. But hey, that's it. I'm really glad to know that. So you're also, you're into communication, project management. You know, you have competencies in project management, recruiting, engaging employees. You're under 30.
Maybe.
Only maybe. administrative procedures in the workplace, basics for customer relations in the workplace. So for a young person, I'm going to open the phone line shortly, you know, someone who's listening to you, who possibly has a background like yours and who still thinks, okay, Chika says, where do I want to be in 5 years' time? I don't know. You know, it's possible.
Yeah, it's possible.
I mean, some people just don't know. They just take the day. Oh, it's another morning. It's another morning. There's no plan, short term, medium term, long term. There's nothing. What do they do?
Okay, honestly, I was there at some point because, you know, when there are too many things staring at you, you could get confused at some point. But then one thing I would say is, as a human being, what drives you? As a young lady, what drives you? What is that one thing that you would actually do without being paid? Something that is like a passion, then turn it into something that brings the money for you. So yeah, there you're like, okay, I can do this, I can do that. How do I go about it? Start from where you are. It doesn't have to be big, but hone that skill. It could be a skill, it could be something, it could be your educational background does not even determine whatever it is, but you yourself, by yourself, what exactly do you want?
You know, it's a bit tough, you know, so I'm giving you a reverb of what I hear people tell me.
Okay.
Nigeria is tough. It's not easy to make money. There's no money. There are no jobs. There's nothing to do. The government does not like me. So I can't do anything. That's the kind of reverb I hear. Some of those excuses are genuine. Okay, so unemployment rate is pretty high. And you find a lot of young people who think, why do I have to go to school when I'm done? There's nothing for me to do after school. But they still do not have a plan for, I mean, you're not going to school. That means you have 4 years. If I'm spending 4 years studying, you've got 4 years to do something else. But there's nothing else in the plan. So let's talk to those who are not even going to universities, possibly because they just can't get the admission or they can't fund themselves to go to schools. What are the options they can look at? Real estate, can someone who's not educated do it?
Of course, someone that is not educated can do real estate. You don't have to. Okay, if you check, I didn't study real estate in school. Yeah. I did not. It was just...
What did you study?
Local government studies.
So you want to be a local government chairman?
No, I'm actually a community development manager. So I could mediate between a company and the local government, like the obas, the chairman. I could be in the middle. And okay,
when you wrote jam, you filled this in?
Actually, I wrote jam and I filled jam and I got tired of sitting at home and I went to IFE and they said, oh, there's a diploma course in local government studies. After the diploma course, you could, you could cross to either local government or public administration. I said, oh, okay. Upper credit. Okay. We came out with a distinction and they still didn't give us the admission until 2 years later. But I understood government from the grassroots.
Mm.
If we get it right from the grassroots, trust me, Nigeria will go a very long way. So now, back to your question. you're not going to school. I saw something somewhere that if you think that it's going to take you 4 years to learn something, if you don't do that thing, after 4 years, you're still at that spot.
Yeah.
So, Nigeria is tough for everybody.
Yeah.
But then, like I always ask, what is your selling point? What is that one thing? Okay, so somebody walks up to you now, oh, Wemimo, I don't have a job. Give me a job. Is the person, if you give the person that job, because between you and I, there are people that you give jobs and they just mess it up.
Yeah.
And they come back to say, oh, it was too hard. Nothing is soft.
It's got a job because you have to work it.
You have to work it. But then, even at the job, we have people that are graduated at earning 30,000 naira, 50,000 naira.
15.
Okay, 15. Yeah. I've not even heard of 15.
Oh, there are.
Okay, 15. But they are starting. They are gaining experience. They are gaining exposure on the job. As time goes on, they could save up and take... There are some free courses, little courses that you earned. And somewhere along the line, there's an opening in that office or somewhere else and you could move and earn better. But I'm sorry, people feel like you have to hand them the cookie. No.
Nobody's coming with it.
You have to buy the ingredients to make your cookies.
Mix the flour, bake it, work it.
If you want chocolate, if you want vanilla, if you want strawberry,
put it in the mix.
It's up to you.
I love that. And that's a challenge for you. I'm heading out on the first break on the show. This is Table Talk. I'm talking with Chika Ibobo, who is a lot of things. She's a leader, an investment manager. She's also a partner at a real estate company and a lot of other things in the mix. She's a leader of the president of JTI Festac. We're out on the break. When we come back, I'll take your calls and your messages. The number to call is 0700-993-993-993. And if you have a message for us, drop it on tweet on YouTube or Facebook. I'll be right back.
This is Table Talk with Wemimo Adewunmi.
Welcome back, 99.3 Nigeria Info. This is Table Talk, and I hope that I'm throwing you a big challenge this morning as a young person in Nigeria. If Chika can do it, you can also. I see a lot of people tackle me online and I tell them, oh, you can do more, or there are opportunities available, or... And then I said, oh, you don't understand. Oh, it's really just tough. Oh, it's really just hard. Like Chika said, and I agree, it's tough for everybody. Mm? But you need to just buckle up and work it.
Choose your tough.
Choose it. Are you going to have a tough without money or a tough with some change? You choose your tough. I'm going to have a show title, Choose Your Tough. I love it. Okay, we've got some messages coming in from Facebook and from WhatsApp. The WhatsApp number is 08095975805. And if you'd like to call, you can join us now on by calling 0700-993-993-993. If you're female, we've got a line for you. And that's because we'd love to hear from you. The number is 01465710. Let me start with WhatsApp this morning. I'm heading to the phone in a moment. Idris Alifa said, I'm delighted to listen to your guest, so full of ambition. I've known Miss Chika right from secondary school, and she's one of the brilliant girls in the class. Hey, he says you're his crush back in school, and he's glad to listen to you. Okay. All right. I got a message. Thank you for that. I'm going to pass that up about the app. Thank you. Lukman Idris says, Wemimo, my name is... This is a message on WhatsApp. Thank you. Malam Muhammad says... Okay. Chris Onwamanam, did I call that right? Onwamanam says, good morning. I heard you say that the young lady is into real estate. Can you please make her number available for a real estate transaction? Money moves on Table Talk. I'll tell you how to get in touch with her. Let's get to the phones. Hello, good morning.
Hello, Wenimo, good morning.
Good morning, how are you?
I'm fine, I'm Francis. Chika, how are you?
Good morning, I'm fine.
Yeah, good morning. You are good to be a sister. I don't only have a prayer for you.
Okay.
God will help you to do more.
Amen.
Right? The sky is your limit.
Amen.
Don't give up.
Amen. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Really warms us there. Thank you for the prayers too. Really warm. Thank you. All right. Let me get... I have more comments, but I can't seem to access them. Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Can you speak up? Welcome to the show.
Wemi, good morning.
Thank you very much for this program. Thank you. What's your name?
Anjika, you're welcome. I'm Daniel.
Daniel, thanks for calling.
Yes, I've listened, I've been with you right from the time of the program.
Thank you.
And I thank God for the spirit of that young woman. Of I don't know if she's a lady, of course.
You yes, know,
that is actually the spirit of discipline. She has actually showed that she's from a good family. And of course, she started with a, you know, a sound and solid foundation.
Mm.
You know, she could achieve this because she allows herself to be disciplined. And of course, she has chosen to be disciplined.
Mm.
That is why she could have, you know, arrive at this, her age. Mm. You know, she has a lot in her. So I think young ladies or young generation should learn from her as well.
Mm.
Should learn from her, irrespective of the challenges in the society.
Yeah.
Take up responsibility upon yourself and work some certain things out. Definitely, it must work. Instead of going other way around, involving in criminality and other lazy acts.
Hmm.
Thank you very much.
I appreciate your call, and that's a great thought right there. And that's the essence of this conversation. I'm not here to just rub Chika's achievements in your faces. I'm here to tell you that you can also do it. And many times if I tell you, you don't believe, don't take my word for it. Here's someone who's done it. Tell me why you cannot do it. Hello, good morning.
Yeah, well, you know, good morning.
Good morning. Welcome to the show.
Yeah, Chika, good morning.
Good morning.
My name is Ifoma from Ikorodu.
Mm-hmm. Welcome, Ifoma.
I must say that Chika's case is a typical example of show the child the way to go. When he grows up, he will never depart from a good path.
Mm.
I must say that Chika is wonderful. At her age, she has been able to, you know, achieve this. And according to her, that the sky is her starting point.
Mm.
Chika, I know that you can do much. You can do more. And the rod of the wicked shall never prevail against you in
Amen.
Jesus' name.
Amen.
I just hope that other young girls will listen to you and be able to know that there are a lot out there. They can do a lot. They can achieve a lot. Some people on about your age are somewhere planning evil, looking for whom to kill and poison in order to get money. But look at what you're achieving at a very tender age. God will be with you.
Amen.
Well, thank you very much. And
thank
God bless both of you.
Thank you. Thank you. Oh, wow. You're pulling in a lot of prayers today. How does that make you feel?
The prayers of fathers and mothers actually goes a long way. I feel blessed. Thank you.
Thank you. So I'm waiting for the young people to call so that you can tell me why you're not pursuing your dreams. I'd love to have the excuses. Chika is here to tackle excuse for excuse. So bring it on. Let's head back again to Facebook. I'm coming to WhatsApp in a moment. I see comments here from DC Jaja. Give me a minute. No, I can't see that message again. Hello, good morning. Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to Table Talk.
My name is Ofre Atecha.
Welcome.
Hello.
We can hear you.
Thank you. So I wanted to say I've known Chika in less than a year, and I can attest to her genuine life, her genuine nature, her love for God, hard work. I mean, Chika is hardworking, man. Hello.
I can hear you.
Okay. Is she there? Can she hear me?
She can hear you. She's smiling from cheek to cheek.
I can hear you.
Okay. So Chika is hardworking. Chika is fun-loving. And then Chika, I know that Chika will do so well. I'm proud of her.
Thank you. Thank you very much for that. Hello. Welcome to the show. Good morning.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning.
My name is Ayok. I'm calling from Ghana.
Welcome to the show.
I wish Nigeria had a facility for you to speak with Chidema, wherever she is in the custody, to listen to Chika and probably mention some of her friends that will be recommended to listen to Chika.
Hmm.
And I wish we also have a radio station that is predominantly listeners are youth. I worked in Lekki as a young person, as a school administrator.
Hmm.
One day, one of my staff walked into my office, a young girl, cleaner. She asked me, Oga, how did you get to this position as a young man?
Hmm.
After the owner of the school, you are the next person. And virtually all the teaching staff here are older than you. How did you get here? I had to just give her little advice in 5 minutes, and I made her believe she can do it. I wish we have more youth who will come out like Chika, that are not interested in political thuggery, that are not interested in somebody handing them the cookie jar. And Nigeria Info should have straight access to the Nigerian correctional facilities so that people there can listen to people like Chika and I, who did it as a young person. I wish we can have something like that. If there is a way of Nigerian Info Management communicating with people in the correctional facilities, DSS facilities, Nigerian police, please talk to them. When you bring people like this, they should allow the inmates there because they are majority youths. To listen to programs.
Thank you. I will, that's a great thought. Absolutely. I will reach out to the Lagos Correctional Center. Absolutely. Fantastic idea. Hello. Good morning. Oops. Sorry about that. Please call again if you can. Hello. Good morning. Are you there? Okay, I cannot hear you. I'm heading back to Facebook. B-Face Obiora Ohagu says, from her narrative, the father created an atmosphere of love in the family. She felt loved by the family. And that's important for parents that are listening. You have a great role to play in how your children turn out. Truth. Okay. All right, DC Jaja, I see your message here. It says, your guest is from my area. It's great to see minds like her emerge from a community. Oshodi. Okay, rapping Oshodi. Okay. Thank you for that. Basil Obina Chia Numba wants to join JCI.
Okay.
hey, they're loving you. All right, hold on a minute. Let me get to this call. Hello, good morning.
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning to you.
Yeah, God bless you for bringing this lady.
Thank you.
Many people has acknowledged her and wished her well and motivate them. God will build her up more.
Amen.
Please, can you help to sell a property?
Can you help to sell property? Are you hesitant? Yes, now
no,
she can.
I'm not hesitant. Yes, I can help sell a property.
Good. So I'm wishing to get your contact.
Hey! Chika, I'm going to commission.
Of course, you get commission.
All right. Don't worry. I'll tell you how you can reach her.
All right.
You guys, you don't fall my hand. I'm so sorry. But now, this is what I love to hear.
You see? Just by here, and then I mean, I could just wire 2 million naira to you.
The phone call. I've got to send you my account number. That's amazing. And by the way, I've taken a break from having a guest host on the show. I'm starting that again next week. If you'd like to be a guest host, you're not my guest, though. You're my co-host for the day. And I'd love my listeners to be that. Send me a mail. Like I said last week, send me a mail detailing who you are, what you do. I don't have time to start asking you a question. What do you do? No, send me a full mail about yourself, why you'd love to be here as my guest host, and let's see if I can bring you here next week. But I'm going to bring another amazing woman on the show next week in business and leadership, and I hope that you're further inspired. Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Hello.
Good morning.
Welcome to the show. What's your name?
Babatunde Ranji Lukman.
Thanks for calling. Thanks for calling.
Yeah. Like, I'm very encouraged. Like, I'm very happy with what I have from her just now.
I'm glad.
But I want to begin with this. I went to a school, a public school. Like, my parents are kind of people that don't even know what education or anything can bring to a person. So let me just summarize all these things. Till I got out of secondary school, I was not able to even pronounce something. Like pronounce a word or something, and I went to primary school, secondary school. Sometimes I would be surprised in that. How come are they passing us in the class, like promoting us from one section to another, like public school things I'm talking about? So until I got out of secondary school, then I realized that even myself, I know that I'm not worthy of going to an institution with this level of what I have just gained in school. Like, I just got nothing in spending 12 years in that. And our family are kind of people who don't even know even if you are able to pronounce A or B, they think you're good. So now tell me, if this person is saying all of this thing and trying to motivate another, when people start saying all of this, it's more like a motivational speaker to me when they are first saying it. Like, it seems to be more difficult than the way they are saying it.
Yeah, well, like she said, you need to choose your tough. It's tough anyway. For you, you have an option. Since you know that you didn't get anything going to public primary and secondary school, you have the option of enrolling yourself for extra classes and taking those lessons all over again. I know quite a number of people who didn't even go to secondary school. They only took extra lessons and then wrote GCE, WAEC, and ECO and went to school. But Chika has something for you.
Okay, it is not motivational speaking because if you go to OAU, you would know how it is.
I went there.
If you don't come up with an extra of at least 2 years, thank the Lord. I went to OAU. My diploma was a distinction. My BSc was a second class lower. I did not allow that even determine what I was going to become. The focus was there. The determination was there, irrespective of whatever the qualification was from the university.
Mm. Let me add on to that for you. Whether you choose to go back to enroll in school or not, you're going to be 30 or 40 or 50. You're going to grow older. Time will pass and you will still not have any certificate.
Definitely.
So let me tell you. Okay, I'm going to tell you my story when I finish practicing. But when I'm telling you guys those things, I'm also doing it. I went to enroll in school when I was about 4 months pregnant. You know how tough that could be? And I'm going to school every day when I leave work. I'm doing a lot of things I can't tell you on radio, but when I'm telling you, I'm also doing it. Because whether you do it, one of my sons asked me, Mom, why are you doing this? I said, because whether I do it or not, 1 year will pass, 2 years will pass, 3 years will pass, whether I add one certificate or not. So you choose your tough.
Thank you, Lord. I think you really had something to my word.
I'm glad. Thank you for calling. Okay. Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning. Welcome.
Good morning, Chika.
Good morning.
Good morning.
My name is Ebuka Detog.
What's your name? Ebuka.
Yes, Ebuka.
All right. Welcome to the show.
Okay. It isn't easy, I would say.
It's not too.
The journey to become a man, you know, man and woman, it isn't easy. And I love what is the determination.
Yeah.
You know, having the mind to make your own money. There you go far. Then advice that people give you. I remember me, I left SS2 to GCE, just left it there. Did computer engineering course, left it there too. We rode in Open University. It was determination. Money there, you get pay the money or shoe, not our family. I don't want to disturb anybody. You get two because I was determined, saving the money for it.
Yeah.
No living extravagant life.
Yeah.
You get. So it's an encouragement to the youth. And Chika saying it is not motivational speaker. Choose your own personal motivation.
Yeah.
Keep it going. It will help you. God bless all of us.
Thank you very much. Thank Absolutely. You. Thanks for sharing your story. It's not motivational speaking. And let me say this again. Whether you go for it or not, time will pass. If you don't hear anything today, let that ring. Whether you go for it or not, time will pass. I've written the exams when I was 9 months pregnant. I watched the right exams. Because whether I wrote it or not, I was going to have the baby, Abby. So I had to study extra. Guys, please. So when I'm telling you, you guys are saying, oh, it's tough. Of course it's tough. Who said it's not tough? It is tough. But choose your... Oh, you've given me a quote.
So I'll get paid for that, right?
No, you are paying me.
No, choose your tough. I gave you a topic. I gave you a series.
Choose your top. All right. If you'd like to be my guest on us next week, let me tell you, write this mail down. It's tabletalkng@gmail.com. tabletalkng@gmail.com. Or send me a mail at wemimo@nigeriainfo.fm. wemimo@nigeriainfo.fm. Either of the two will do. Give me details. Chika, how can they reach you? No phone numbers, please.
Okay, you can reach me on Instagram at Chika Ibobo.
Simple, Chika and IBOBO. Chika Ibobo. Mail, maybe?
Mail at chikaibobo@gmail.com.
Simple, easy peasy. Chika Ibobo. If you need some more encouragement, are you open to encourage
a
young person?
Yes, of course, I'm open.
All right, so there you go. She has chosen her tough. Okay, let's see who's here. Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning, Wayne.
Good morning, ma'am. Welcome.
Good morning.
We can hear you. Welcome.
let's follow me later. Leave my own name.
I would love to know your name, actually, you know.
I was hearing, thank God for your guest today. I was hearing somebody calling and said that going to school this. Wemimo, let me tell you something. I went to secondary school. My parents didn't send me. When I left school, I have to go and do some help to make sure I go to school. If you want to go to school, the determination is in you.
Yeah.
Whether you want to go through it or not. But the determination that will come from you will make other people to see that this person actually wants to move on in life.
Yeah.
And they will assist you.
Yeah.
That role. Bye-bye.
Thank you, ma'am, for calling. You're fabulous. Hello. Oops, sorry about that. Please try again. Let me go back to WhatsApp. I'm heading there now. Godwin Osara from Satellite Town says it's not as easy as it seems to be. She was opportune to come from determined parents. She made the best use of the things offered to her by her parents. Yes, you're absolutely right. It is not easy. But choose your tough. The young lady is doing well. Keep it up. Thank you. You didn't tell me your name, but thank you for your message. Okay, thank you. For those of you sending messages about the app not working, I forwarded your complaint to our tech guys right now, so they're working on it. Please bear with us. We'll get it up and running very, very shortly. Thank you. Okay, someone wants to know what the command you went to, Oshodio Ikeja.
Oshodi.
Oh, okay, ex-commando in the building. Okay, I tell you guys, we're going to meet up later. Hello, good morning. Uh-oh, sorry about that. Please try again. Hello? Hello.
Hello.
Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Yes, can you speak into your phone so we can hear you clearer?
Okay. I'm driving. I'm using the car where the car bleeds to death.
Okay, let's see
can
if we
can.
Yes, we can.
Is
go ahead.
Better?
Go ahead.
Okay, my name is Dave.
Okay.
Thanks so much for your guest this morning.
Thank you.
I totally agree with everything she said. My story is almost similar. I self-sponsored myself to school. In fact, I got admission to uni when I was like 28, thereabouts, you know, but I was so determined and I said I was going to have a degree, I was going to go to school. And truth is, it was tough, but I like you said, I chose myself,
yeah.
You know. So, and today I'm managing a multinational business in Nigeria.
Where's my shakere? Oh, hold on.
Yeah,
that's the kind of thing I love to hear.
Yeah, I'm doing two jobs. One of the companies I manage their business here. They are based in Dubai, but I represent them here in Nigeria.
Mm-hmm.
And I also manage another indigenous company here in Nigeria, and I'm doing very well, amazingly. Very well. I paid for my WAEC myself. I didn't finish secondary, but I did my WAEC. I paid for it myself.
Yeah.
You know, I failed like two or three times.
Mm-hmm.
You get, even my JAM, I did JAM like twice. Mm-hmm. I didn't get first admission. I tried again, you know. So basically, you just have to continue to try.
Yeah.
Keep trying until you get this.
Absolutely.
Never, ever give up. And set targets for yourself.
Yeah.
You know, so it works. It really works. And with God, of course, and with God's favor, everything would work out with time.
Thank you so much, Dave, for calling and sharing your experience. Great, awesome. Now let's talk about the essence. I see look at the phone lines. The essence of associations. So I know that in OAU, for instance, because I went there, I can speak for OAU, there are a lot of young associations of talented people that inspire you. JCI, for instance, is one, which you're the president of in FESTAC. Before you became the president, when did you start joining associations? And do you think this could help young people, you know, joining this kind of associations? How important is it?
Okay, yes, it is quite important because it gives you exposure.
Mm.
I joined JCI in uni, and I joined for two reasons. Party, travel. Because in the midst of the whole OAU jumping you need to relax your brain a bit. But when I got into JCI, I realized that it was much more than that.
Yeah.
And trust me, aside school, parents, JCI actually shaped me.
Mm.
It made me see life from a different perspective. So it gives you, JCI gives you that platform where you can express yourself.
Mm.
You get to talk.
So in JCIOU back then, every Sunday was more like a general assembly.
Yeah.
Even if you were shy, you were the chairman of a community or committee, you have to come and face students of over between 30 to 50 every Sunday to talk. So it builds the public speaking. Then moving from school, there are other chapters you can join to. I joined and heading this committee, headed that committee, sort of built my morale, my confidence that even if the president of Nigeria was here, I would
engage him.
I can engage him. We'll talk and everybody will be fine. I will get what I want to get out of him. So association actually matters a lot.
Thank you for that. Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
This is Mubakar. I don't know, Mubakar speaking.
Welcome.
Yeah. Yes, I'm very, very interested with your program this morning.
Thank you.
You see, people are doing a lot to see that things are better in this country. But at the same time, I also appeal to people to do more because the sovereign today does not start today.
Okay, I can't talk about that right now. I'm sorry because we're actually out of time and I've got an ad coming up, so I need to go. Chika, give me your mail again in 10 seconds.
chikaibobo@gmail.com.
All right. Send her a message and reach out to her. Twitter, Instagram is also Chika Ibobo. All right, guys. That's it from me today. I'll see you again on Table Talk next week, Monday. Let's talk on social media. I'm there at Wemimo Sport. Thank you for joining the show. Be inspired to do more. I'll see you next week.